happened every time one of those little kids had honey for breakfast. Abba, Ima, this is what God tastes like. Now, I'm not suggesting you move to that, although I'll tell you something. It's powerful. I could add a PS to that story. I remember starting my graduate study, and the professor, the rabbi who taught the first class I took, we walked in, and he did exactly the same thing to those. We were 25 to 35, or a little bit older than that even. He put little honey on each Tanakh that each student had, and then he said to all us adults, supposedly, dip your little finger in the honey and lick it off, and don't ever forget in this class what God tastes like. Because a Jew wants to experience God here. There's a famous rabbi who said, a Greek tries to affect a man's heart through his head. A Jew tries to affect a man's head through his heart. Anyway, so that's what God tastes like. Now, what does he smell like? See, that's so good to me. Not because you don't know. I feel good about that because I felt so stupid so often. It's good to have company, but it isn't because you're stupid or ignorant. You know a lot about the Bible. My guess would be there'd be some real Bible students here, but we don't think about things in this. Listen to the Bible. And the children of Israel knew that God was among them, for they smelled the sweet odor of the meat roasting on the altar. God smells like a steak on the grill. Honestly. At least one of the things. Think about that. Think about the moment when your 3-year-old grandchild or your 6-year-old child, you can talk to them about, doesn't that smell good? Isn't God amazing? Or can't you think that way? That's the Eastern way. The Bible also says, by the way, that people who obey him smell like cooking meat to him. And the sweet smell of Noah's sacrifice went up to the nostrils of God. 40 times in Torah, it talks about the sacrifices of people being a pleasing odor to God's nose. And so the Jews noted, just a minute, I went too far. The Jews note, anyway, don't matter. The Jews noted that when people sin, they smell to God like rotting flesh. And when God comes into the presence of the smell of rotting flesh, that is death, one of two things is going to happen. Either God is going to judge, boom, and the rotting flesh is gone. Or God will leave because he cannot stand the smell of sin. Think about the next time you do something that you know is an offense. Think of what you smell like. Roadkill after 3 weeks along the road in July. And God's going, oh my. Ugh. Can't say oh my God, I guess, but oh my. Now, because of that, the Jewish people, that was one of the reasons they didn't want to come into contact with dead things. Because the odor of death is an offense to God because it speaks of sin. So come with me. The rabbi stands in front of a tomb. Open it, he said. And the sisters say, it stinks. Now, I always took that to mean we don't want to smell that. It's offensive. That's our brother. It would be terrible. But it's not that simple because in the Middle East, tombs are built to be reused. And it was very common to inter the body of one deceased person while there were other deceased people rotting in the tomb. I mean, they find tombs with 1,200 bodies in them from a 100-year period, 120 a year that would average. It isn't just don't open it, it stinks. Somehow they had the sense. Either they were catching that Jesus was divine. I question whether they knew that yet. At least they knew he was a righteous man. Jesus, don't open it, it stinks. And Jesus said, open it. Now, one of two things is going to happen. Either God is going to walk away and say, oh, I can't be in the presence of such stench. Or he's going to do what it takes, and the smell will be gone. And God